Kieran McGonigal, congratulations, you've won this year's Donegal Half Marathon. Firstly, from your own point of view, how did it go?
Yeah, the race went well, everything went to plan. Took it out fast enough, started off, settled into the pace and carried that on round. Finished strong enough, felt good at the end, so all in all it went well.
And ideal conditions?
Conditions were good. There wasn't too windy. There was a slight breeze going out the road, but it was nothing that held me back too much. The rain stayed away, so yeah, it was good. The weather was good.
So tell us about your season to date and what's in store for the rest of the year.
It's been quiet enough so far. Just started training now for New York Marathon, which is one of the main targets for the year. So that'll be the one I'll be building up to now. So just starting to build up the miles. So this is really the first race of it. So I'll probably maybe try a few other half marathons, 10Ks, 5Ks, get the race speed, but along with getting out there and getting the miles and the legs.
Good to see so many people here from so many different clubs today.
There's loads, a lot of clubs from all around the county representative. You've seen vests from all over the place. It's great to see it. Great to see the numbers out there of all different abilities, and from the people that are competing to the fun runners, to people that are just out there, trying to do the best they can. It was great to see everybody, and as you say, all clubs from all over the county represented.
Monica McGranahan, congratulations. First female home in the Donegal Half Marathon. You must be delighted.
I am, Chris. Thanks very much. Yeah, it was a good race. The weather conditions were absolutely fabulous. Very little wind, no rain, and yeah, good day. Yeah.
And your own time, very pleased with it?
Very pleased with my time. I did go out to break the 90 minutes. I ran 89.30, I think. So it's 3 minutes off my previous half marathon time. So going the right way, I'm very pleased with that, yeah.
And it's great to see the numbers here today, because it really has become an established event. People from all over the Northwest.
Yeah, they said, I think there was something like 400 took part today, which is absolutely fabulous. All different categories, all different, capabilities. It's great to see. And, anything that brings a bit of money into the community and the club and that is fantastic. Yeah, very good.
And great. A real mixture of runners out there, from the elite and the really serious ones to the people who are maybe doing it for the first time.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. You come in and you've your race finished. And like I say me there in the 90 minutes or the 90 minutes. And then there's people running for maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours. But again, as you say, that's their, the best that they can do. We all have to start somewhere. I was there one day too. So would I. It's great to see that people are still continuing to come into the sport. It's getting bigger and better all the time. Yeah.
And nice to see good numbers in the town in particular coming out, because it does help the runners when you get that little bit of support from people cheering you on.
Oh, it absolutely does, especially when, as you say, you're a local runner and you everybody in the town sees you, you're out training day in and day out, and it's nice then to come to an event where there's a race and they see where exactly you are kind of on the map. And I was coming through the town towards the end, and just the support and the cheers, and you can hear so many people shouting your name. One of the lads said to me afterwards, is there anybody in this town that doesn't know you? So it's great camaraderie for the town and the club, yeah.
And it goes to show again that running has just become so popular in Donegal in the last few years.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. I mean, going back even a couple of years ago, you might have had 100 to an event like this, but that's 400. That's a huge amount of people. Even there at the club, the senior members, I think we maybe could have anywhere between 60, 70 there on a club night now coming into the winter training. And no more than that, the fun run, the groups that you're leading yourself, the numbers are just continuing to develop, and they move on, and it's great. Oh, it's fantastic to see.
And nice to see here that there were a few visitors from out of town as well taking part, and that's great.
Yeah, it's good to hear. I know Sheila, Sheila Regan there comes from America every year for the summer to run, so she came and took part today. I'm not familiar now how many others, but I did hear them saying about that they had a few international people jumping in, so that was nice, aye.
And finally, pressure on now, you'll have to defend the title next year.
Well, sure, look, you can only race who's there really on the day, and I've had a crack at it a few years, and I've been unfortunate that you had the likes of Katrina Jennings beat me Sinead Jennings actually the previous year, so you can only really race your best, set your time, go for your time on the day and see who's there and race. That's, what I'll have to do for next year.